I'm Jason Brown with Laving Pear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, last night at approximately 7:49 p.m., White Mountain units were dispatched to a possible gunshot victim on Highway 6 in Queen Valley. On arrival, White Mountain medics found a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. Reporting party stated that they were conferring on the problem with the truck when an unidentified vehicle turned around and began firing at them. The truck was struck several times, as well as one of the drivers. The shooter's vehicle then fled the scene. We hope to be able to update you with more information throughout the day as this story unfolds. Now let's go to some happy news. Bishop Union High School varsity mathletes team traveled to Rosamond, California on February 5th to challenge other mathlete teams. They left and conquered, scoring first place with 28 points, beating second place team by 5 points. Tehachapi took second place overall, and Rosamond had third, Boron won fourth, and Silver Valley ended in fifth. We are so excited to be in the lead and can't wait for our future meets. While the meet, the varsity team had to solve 10 complicated math problems, one which was 6 if space C S C X space equals negative 3 and C O T X greater than 0. Wow. Find the exact value of sec. You know what? This one's above my pay grade. For individual awards, 4 of the 5 Bishop regulars won a ribbon. In first was Cooper Beard with 5 points. Then in second was Alyssa Buchholz, who had 7 points. Jody Bedore and Ellie Krall tied for fourth with 5 points each. Also competing with Bishop was Bryce Coakley, Hunter Dermondi, Jordan Lemons, Sydney Norcross, Caleb Fitt, Sydney Wilson, Joseph Barrow, Taylor Curry, Donovan Mondragon, Tegan Orr, Ari Rager, and Bennett Rowan. Coach D.D. Buchholz proudly states, "Mathletes, we do math for fun. Love these kids, and I'm so excited about how this year has been going. The next two varsity meets to take place here at our very own Bishop High School on March 12th and April 2nd. Stay tuned." This article was written by Sydney Wilson. Congratulations, mathletes. Well, the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program has received an increase in reports from residents seeing mosquitoes recently due to an unseasonably warm weather we have been experiencing. The mosquitoes are the Anopheles species. "These mosquitoes are special because they overwinter as adult mosquitoes," said Rob Miller, field operations supervisor for the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program. "The warm weather has tricked them into coming out of their hibernation early. These mosquitoes overwinter as adult mosquitoes that take shelter near our homes during winter months. They emerge on warm winter days and often appear sluggish, but could still try to bite you." And according to Fred Rowe, yeah, he did. He got bit. "Anyway, returning back to the article, they'll return to hibernation if the weather turns cold again. These mosquitoes are more of a nuisance biter than any health threat, as they do not transmit disease like West Nile or maybe even the Zika virus," explained Nate Reed, agriculture commissioner. "The best protection is to be aware they're out and protect yourself from being bitten by wearing insect repellent and avoiding outside activities at dusk. No large-scale treatments are planned at this time because the mosquitoes are fewer in number and cold temperatures will likely return. However, Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program staff are actively monitoring mosquito populations and are ready to implement control measures if numbers do increase." Hey, you can report these mosquito problems to the Owens Valley Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853. A community potluck and fundraiser to support Inyo County residents who have recently lost their positions with federal agencies is going to be held on Sunday, March 2nd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Independence American Legion Hall. This fundraiser is for federal employees whose employment has terminated recently and are residents of Inyo County, including those that worked with the BLM, the Forest Service, and the National Park Service. We quickly put together this fundraiser together so that monetary help could get them when it is badly needed. If people cannot donate online or come to the fundraiser on Sunday, they can also make a check out. That information is at our website, sierrawave.net. Reminder, this is for the Independent Civic Club, not Sierra Wave. We're just reporting the news. The Independent Civic Club invites you to this potluck. This is a family-friendly, alcohol-free event, and donations will be accepted via Venmo or cash check and distributed to local workers who were terminated, like we said, from their jobs as a result of the recent federal firings. Well, my name is Jason Brown, and since 1996, nearly 30 years, we've been bringing you the news, sports, weather, and culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.